Speaking to the private Turkish NTV news channel, El Baradei said, as a fellow Muslim nation and neighbor of Iran, Turkey had a major role to play in convincing Iran to resume talks on its nuclear program and in helping Western governments to understand Iran's point of view. Meanwhile, the European Union foreign policy chief Javier Solana is preparing to meet with Iran's top nuclear negotiator Ali Larijani in Brussels. Solana is expected to press Larijani for a response to an international incentives package offered to Iran to relinquish its nuclear enrichment program. Iran insists the program is aimed only at the production of nuclear energy, but there are widespread concerns that Iran is seeking to build nuclear weapons that would target Israel. Iran has been given a July 12 deadline to resume negotiations or face possible sanctions by the UN Security Council. Turkish Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül was in Tehran last month to try to persuade Iranian leaders to respond positively to the incentives package. He is expected to return to Iran following talks in Washington, including a meeting with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Officials in Ankara are set to brief the IAEA's El Baradei, among other things, on Turkey's own plans to build 3 nuclear power stations by 2015, which Turkey says are meant only to produce electricity. Amrin Zaman for VOA News, Ankara.